This is John Floridas. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Today we feature from Estonia, the Ellerhane Girls Choir. This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be speaking today with Ingrid Korvitz and Merig Tuling from the Ellerhane Girls Choir from Estonia. Very nice to have a chance to speak with you both.
Hello.
Hello.
And I should tell listeners that we are speaking to Merit and Ingrid at the University of Montana Music Recital Hall, kind of in one of the rehearsal spaces here, I think. And we are recording this immediately following a concert in Polson, and as well performances with the Missoula International Choral Festival here in Missoula and in Montana. So again, welcome, and it's delightful to have a chance to speak with you. I think that where I would like to start is maybe to find out a little bit about the history of the choir.
We are 65 years old choir. Of course, singers are much more younger. They are all girls, 15 to 19, but choir itself has a long history. And this is, for me, my fourth year with the choir, and I am the third conductor in these 45 years. So founder of the choir was Heino Kaljuste, and he worked with the choir almost 40 years. And then after him, we had a very charismatic lady, Tia Estel Loitme, and now I am working with the choir.
And I have seen you direct. You have some charisma yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe tell our listeners, knowing that it is a girls' choir, what is the average age of the girls that are in the group?
Here we have girls in age of 15 to 19.
Okay.
Yes, but we have like a big choral studio where are three choirs all together, and they start with 7 years old.
Now, when you say a studio, maybe explain that a little bit more.
We have three choirs. First, the youngest singers, age 7 to 10. Then children's choir, 10 to 14. And then girls' choir, 15 to 19.
One of the things that I definitely wanted to touch on was that if anyone knows anything about Estonia, one of the first things that comes to your attention is the amazing history of choral singing and singing in general. Let's talk about that a little bit as to, you know, how that came about, and just talk about that culture that I'm aware of just as a novice, but I know that folks who really follow choir singing and choral singing, it's very well known that Estonia puts that on the map, so to speak.
It's hard to explain maybe why is it the situation as it is. I think it somehow becomes from the very long history. Mm-hmm. Our women used to speak while they were working.
Sing.
They used to sing while working. And I think this is maybe part of that tradition. And where the men sang, they weren't singing while they were working. Maybe they were singing while they were drinking. I don't know. No, that was a bad joke. But men gathered and they were singing. And from there it comes, I think. And we have now in Estonia really lots of choirs, and especially youth choirs. 65% of the choirs are youth or children's choirs.
So it's very much a part of Estonian culture at this point.
Yes, it is.
Is that something that all Estonian children grow up in and participate in at a higher rate perhaps than other parts of the world?
I don't know if it's the same in other places in Europe. It's probably close to the same rate in Latvia and Lithuania. They also have a song and dance festival tradition, like we in Estonia do. But definitely a lot more Estonians sing in choirs than other people around the world.
Mm-hmm. Ingrid and Merit, I wanted to ask you to maybe tell our listeners, this is kind of a big question, but you know, maybe if we can do it in a way that is, maybe we'll make it not so big a question, but what I'm getting
big
at
question
is
and small
to,
answer.
Yeah, right. Is just if you can tell listeners a little bit about the country of Estonia. And maybe just talk about the geography, some of the things that if someone had never been there, and I'm assuming many of our listeners never have, what they might expect if they were to get on a plane, get off the plane, and be in Estonia.
I think, Merit, you have a better English.
The first things that most people notice is that Estonians have a cold face. We're always sad looking or mad looking or just disinterested looking. So that's the first
thing. I don't agree.
Well,
I'm not.
Well, if you're walking on the street, then most faces are just
serious.
Serious. Wow.
And okay, let's go with that. What do you attribute that to?
I think it's due to many factors, mainly weather. Since it's cold, you have to conserve energy. So no, not too much smiling.
What more information would you?
This is good. This is a good way to start. Yeah. Let's keep going. Let's keep going with this. What about just if they were to arrive in the capital of Tallinn? What would they find there besides non-smiling Estonian people?
I think Old Town is something that everybody should visit and see.
And what describe Old Town?
That's a very old town. It's first mentioned in 12th century. I'm sorry, 12th mm-hmm. century. So a magnet for the tourists also, we can say.
A lot of Americans go right to food. So if they were looking for to find something that is distinctly Estonian, what would be the first thing that comes to your mind for food?
It's hapukapsas ja verivorst, kind of translate.
So it's sauerkraut and blood sausage.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the main thing, especially during Christmas time. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Can we talk a little bit about the history of the country itself? I know this is a big question, it touches on a lot of things, but it'd be good.
Well, Estonians have been invaded and conquered by many different countries over the last, 800 years or so. But all of those nations have given something to the country that we've taken and made our own. For example, from Germany, we've got the cuisine and some words, from some vocabulary. Also from Russians, it's the same thing.
Sweden
and the Danish and all these kinds of different people. So in a way, we're like a mixing bowl of all of different cultures, and we've made so many things our own that we've become our own.
Udu ne daila
A singer's childhood and the handmill game. These are both Estonian folk tunes, and they are arranged by Veljo Tormis, or we can even say that composer of those songs is Veljo Tormis.
Are those two pieces always performed back to back?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
They are actually the second song, the handmill game, it belongs to a cycle, three game songs. So they are actually not from the same cycle. They can be performed separately, yes. But somehow we have done them together, and they somehow...
That's what I'm interested in finding out, is how that came about, because I feel the combination of those two pieces is very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. To me, it sums up female strength in many ways. And how did those two tunes come to be put together like that?
I don't know. We just put them together, and that's all.
So it was not a specific choice of, these two need to go together. It was just a...
Because they are very different in characters, if you are say that let's do 5 minutes for music, both they are 2.5 minutes, so we put them together and it's a good combination. But they are not from the same composition, actually.
And in terms of the story that they tell?
The first song is called Singer's Childhood, and Merit will explain.
It tells the story of the childhood of a singer, basically telling the story of how the singer, the poet, came about all those stories that they're telling to the people, and how...
When she was born, her mother took her
on the field and put her in a manger, and the duck spoke to the child, and the songbird sang to the child, and that's how the child got all the stories.
From a duck? That's beautiful. And then the second song?
And second song is Handmill Game, mm-hmm. and it tells about
how the women in the old times used a handmill to grind wheat, and it was hard work, so they started to sing to make the time pass faster, mm-hmm. And make it more fun, so to speak. So that's why it so sounds so like crushing, maybe, mm-hmm. And like hard. It sounds like hard work, and it is.
Thank you.
Ingrid and Merit, I want to ask if you have been to America before, and if not, or even if so, maybe some impressions about the United States and particularly Montana.
I was here 6 years ago in Washington State, and we had a good time. We visited Orcas Island.
Sure.
Yes, so we visited hippie places. Yes, and had a good time.
Mm-hmm. And what about Montana? What is your impression?
Oh, I liked very much Montana because it's. I think it's not that American that we know in Europe. It's something more deep. Or, I don't know if I explain myself correctly, but people are very, very friendly, very caring. Yeah, and here are not high buildings. No. I like that it is so flat and so calm, and very much like country. Mm-hmm. So I like it very much.
I have not been to these states before, so I was a bit nervous as to what to expect. But so far, it has been much more than I could ever expect. It has been so much fun, and the people have been so kind and so friendly, and all the host families have been so welcoming and warm. And the festival has been great, and I'm kind of sad to leave Missoula tomorrow, but San Francisco is waiting, and I am sure that's going to be fun as well.
I want to tell our listeners a website that they can go to find out more about the Ellerhane Girls Choir. Can you tell us what the website would be?
The website is www.ellerhane.ee.
Okay, very good. I want to spell that for our listeners, Ellerhein. Ingrid and Merit, thank you so much for being a guest on our program, and I hope that you get a chance to come back to the United States again and perform and sing, and specifically, I hope you get to come back to Montana.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This is John Floridas. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been the Ellerhane Girls Choir. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, or you can contact us through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and our program is now available as a download from those websites as well as through iTunes. Special thanks to the International Choral Festival for this interview, as well as the University of Montana Music School. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.